Hey, this is J-Rob. You're about to listen to the Onan Podcast. We'd like to remind you that the Onan Podcast is a comedy podcast. Despite any insistence from anybody on this podcast, we are not experts of any kind, including scientists or doctors. All the research was performed by a bunch of idiots who apparently have way too much free time on their hands. All the information contained within is for entertainment purposes only. Our language will be lewd, obscene, crass, and generally offensive. So if that's not your particular cup of tea, this podcast might not be for you. Or if it is, the kids are still up, they can come back later. But if you're still here, enjoy the show. Hey there, welcome back to the Bone In Podcast. This is J-Rock, here with Mel and Dan.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
I'm okay.
This is the final episode of the season.
Recap. She finally did it. She finally attempted to do it.
Yeah.
So, I just want to go on the record now and say that I was right the entire time, because what happened, Melinda?
I don't think you were right. I think that it was very fitting that we had a Rocky episode, because this is a very Rocky themed instance. I started out, okay, where should I begin?
Because I don't think you got nearly as close to your goal as Rocky did to his.
But I think
I got
so
close.
Before you get into it, maybe we should clarify what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So Melinda attempted her for the first time to eat as many wings as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. Yeah. She tried it.
Well, let's keep it open-ended. So, you know, you'll have to listen to the end to find out what happened.
What?
We're going to give you some raw cuts of the live action.
The live action. And it was pretty gripping. It was a roller coaster, I feel.
I don't feel like you've ever been on a roller coaster.
Because there was a moment, and we'll get into it, and you'll listen to it. There was a moment where
did you throw up?
Maybe,
like you do
almost
on a roller coaster?
She got close.
I got close.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a moment where Dan's like, you know what? Actually, we put beer on the line. I was like, if I finish all these wings, then, within an amount, somebody buys me a beer. And Dan, for a second there, was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to buy you a beer. But we'll go back into that.
I was just being nice.
No, I saw the look of, this bitch eating some wings.
Beers aren't that expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a big deal.
So the beginning of the day, I got 50 wings. I purchased 50 wings, and I thought it was going to...
So the goal for this attempt was 50.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see where I could go. And so I bought 50 wings of all different flavors. 30 of them were typical, like mango habanero, buffalo sauce, and then something else that was quite yummy. And then the other two were dry rubs. And we'll get into why that was a mistake a little bit later. They were very delicious.
We can just get into it now.
Yeah,
this is what we're here for.
So, Jared.
So what happened?
What happened? But we had set out a time trial, right? How many can we get done and how many can I get done in 10 minutes? So Jared started his timer. He had a list of facts while I ate my wings. And I got...
I was just going to say they were hilarious facts.
We'll go into those hilarious facts here.
Some
in a
of
second.
Them were hilarious.
All of them. Each and every one of them.
Yeah. So got settled. There was some discrepancy. I wanted to weigh the wings before and after to see how much meat. And that was
a whole thing.
Yeah. We all had different opinions on how things should be weighed for science. But
there was a right opinion and a wrong opinion.
I believe mine was the right opinion.
Mm. Anyway. Sat down. And Jared started timer, and in 10 minutes, I ate 20 wings. Like,
I was impressed. That's for a brief moment. I was like, oh shit, maybe.
And honestly, I wasn't feeling nauseous after wing 20. I did slow down because we were no longer doing time. So I slowed down a little bit, taking my time. The other thing that happened was the first 20 were all traditional style hot wings. So the vinegary, yummy sauce.
The buffalo
and the habanero. And that was not a problem. The next 10 wings were dry rub. And that I ran into an issue because I couldn't slide them off the bones. So I had to like work really hard to get the meat off. And then working really hard and like the chewing made me instantly feel nauseous. And then Jared came in talking about jizz. And it just, it threw me into the way that he was describing it. Like I was already like by wing like 25 or 26. I was like, my stomach's starting to hurt. I was starting to feel nauseous.
So can I just want to jump in and let people know that this is the excuse making part of the episode.
Yeah, don't blame it
on
the loads.
We're the person who, you know, had nothing to do with what happened gets blamed for somebody not maybe hitting their goal.
No, my stomach was hurting and then Jared's like, sick, drippy jism. And I was like, I can't.
I don't think he actually said that.
That was, and they were just like reverberation in my head of thinking. And I was just like, bull. And then as I was thinking about it, it just made me, it made me slow down. And I just feel like if maybe the facts weren't so gross.
They weren't gross. They were informative.
They were informative, enjoyable facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From what I remember, this was this was actually a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I remember they were very informative, fun facts, and they didn't make me throw up at all.
He enjoyed it the whole time.
Yeah.
And another thing that I remember happening is if I sat forward, my stomach was beginning to the point where it, like any pressure on my stomach was making me feel very nauseous.
So that bitch was full.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had like a couple pounds of meat in there.
That's... And then I was drinking a beer and Jared said, you should probably slow down on that. The carbonation's going to catch up to you. And I was like, it's fine. And it did. Like, I was like, if I burp at any point, things are going to come up with it. So I think by number 30, I was feeling like, I was like, That's when doubt started seeping in. And I will go on after how I felt like after it a little bit later on, but that's when doubt stepped in.
Why don't you just go ahead and go right? How did you feel afterwards?
Well, I'll keep.
So that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, how did you feel directly after? Did you feel like you were going to, like, you needed to unload some stuff?
At wing 34, my mouth started drying up, and I could not chew the hot wing. And like, as I was trying to slide the dry hot wing off the bones, my mouth, I had to start drinking water to like moisten my mouth as I was chewing on it because I couldn't muster up the saliva to swallow it. And as the wing was hitting the back of my throat, I was like, oop, oop. And even Jared went and got me a bucket because we were concerned that I was going to throw up all over Dan's space, which I had already dropped a bunch of hot wings on his floor, which I think he was rather perturbed
by.
I'm
just glad you ate them.
And then to turn and throw up all over his belongings, I think
I would have been very upset.
Would have been unforgivable. I think our friendship would have been really strained after that.
Yes.
Understandably so.
So I was chugging back water. And then at one point I was like, I can't do this anymore, but I do want to finish one more wing. So I had to push myself just for one more wing. And you were even like, with how nauseous you feel, do you feel like one more wing is worth it? And I was like, just let me see if I could do it. I did, but... I got to, what, 35, 36, somewhere around there?
It was 36, I think.
Yeah. So I was a valiant attempt, I feel like. So instantly after, I was very uncomfortable. Like, my stomach was, like, it looked like I was pregnant. And I was like, and I couldn't get comfortable, like, sitting. And we were, like, trying. And I was like, that was another thing. My nose got, like, all swollen. Like, my sinuses. Like, I went from being able to like breathe out of my nose to my mouth was swollen. My tongue was swollen. My lips were swollen. And then my nose. And I couldn't breathe. And
you
I
think thought it was from the hot sauce or just from,
I don't know,
too much chewing? Or?
Maybe sodium.
Oh,
my,
sodium,
my fingers and my feet also became very swollen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I couldn't put my shoes on.
Something I'll have to take.
Like right after or like the next day?
Like an hour after.
So this is all, everything happened like right after.
Yeah.
And then what about like later in the evening?
Physically or emotionally?
I don't care about your feelings.
So again, physically, I was just like very swollen. I was very fatigued. It felt like, I don't know, I was just super tired.
Okay.
I told Dylan, I was like, I got the itis because I just was, it was almost like after Thanksgiving, you know, when you need to go like lay down. because we ate a big meal. That's what I felt like.
How was the next morning?
It was fine.
You felt fine the next morning?
Yeah. It's actually funny because I received 3 or 4 text messages asking if I pooped yet. Because you guys were all asking me how
to be fair, I ask you that every day. That's not different.
Because I got it was like a chronicle, like it was like, hey, have you pooped yet? And then a couple hours later it was like, have you pooped yet? And then like a couple hours later it was like, have you pooped yet? It was fine. That was fine.
Not to be too graphic or weird about it.
It was okay.
Just a normal.
It was a normal poop.
Nothing strange about it. No
I mean, I was a little gassy, but that's to be expected.
Huh? Yeah.
They weren't super hot wings, so I think that was fine.
Well, you didn't eat the super hot wings.
I did eat.
They were at the end.
Oh, they were at the end.
I ate those.
Oh, yeah. You said they weren't even that spicy.
They weren't. They were pretty tasty. One.
Emotionally, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, I shouldn't have given up so early. I should have just taken a couple of seconds and taken a break and then gotten back into it. I think I was feeling rushed because Dan was saying, he was like, we've been at this for an hour now. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm trying to eat these hot wings.
Again, she's trying to put it on me.
Deflecting.
Mm. But I think if I would have just like
trained.
Sat. Well, I was training. I was drinking a lot of water around that time. I was chugging water to expand my stomach. That's what reading into it.
Did you do any Botox?
I did not do any surgeries.
Yeah, so you're not even trying.
How many gallons of water did you drink?
I have a...
Have you been practicing that at least?
Yeah. So I have like a a full liter water bottle that I'll sit in the car if I'm like traveling places and I'll try to chug it all at once. And then, so I've been drinking a lot of water.
Be careful.
I know that, again, it's all within moderation. I am peeing afterwards, so I'm not going to get, like, water toxicity. We have an episode that goes into that, but.
I think as long as you're getting sodium, you're good.
Yeah.
Sodium.
Oh, I got a lot of sodium that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why I was so swollen.
All right. Well, do you have any kind of closing thoughts on the thing? Anybody you want to thank? Maybe the Lord or.
I want to take a second and thank Jesus.
You won't thank Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I do think that...
What about your team? Did they let you down?
No, they did, because I feel like as a team, you guys were like wanting me to fail. And so I did fail versus like if you guys were motivational and be like, yeah. When I brought home...
Like, and we keep... And I wanted to talk about this because as the guy who edits all these episodes, there's a recurring thing where... Melinda will say, if one of you guys had said,
yeah, that did.
It comes up almost every episode where she's like, if one of you had said that this was dangerous or financially burdensome, I wouldn't have done it and we wouldn't be here now. And like, I think Melinda needs maybe a hug or like a friend or something. It's like a cry for help. It happens in like every episode.
I have friends. You guys are
my friends. None of them.
Which is really unfortunate.
Yeah. I think you're barking up the wrong friends if you're looking for.
But here's another. I got home after buying the wings and said partner looked at the wings and said, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. And it's like, oh.
So like nobody.
Nobody believes in
you. Nobody believes in you. And you really just wanted someone to reach out and like, no, don't do this. It's dangerous.
Stop. They're good.
You're gonna die.
You're saying it's attention seeking.
That's.
No. Yeah. I mean, we started a podcast about eating hot wings, so why not?
Yeah, that's pretty freaking supportive. I've put a great deal of time.
Do you know how
this.
Many tens of dollars I've spent on plugins and microphones?
Yeah.
Just for your dream of a podcast.
I developed a training regimen for you. A step-by-step process.
I do think I'm going to do it again.
I feel attacked.
We're going to have a second season, but it's going to be, we're going to hit it a little bit harder, I think. And by we, I mean me. I'm going to.
Well, you better. We're not going to have a very good podcast.
I felt disappointed in myself. And maybe that's why I'm so, you know, maybe I'm lashing out because you guys are scapegoats. And I'm just like, but really deep down, the deeper problem is myself.
Yeah. I feel like there's a bus headed towards us. and somebody keeps trying to push me in front of it, and J-Rock too, and it's Melinda. Melinda's pushing us under the bus because she
failed,
as I predicted from day one.
But there was a Rocky one, and I'm curious, was there a second Rocky
movie?
Yes.
No.
Really?
There's only one Rocky movie.
Ever.
Yep, just one.
He doesn't have a comeback.
They never, yeah. No. He moved directly on to Rambo, and there's only 10 of those. No Rocky 2. Never happened.
So listen to the episode, the rest of the episode, where you hear things as they unfold.
Well, I don't know if I'm, as the guy who does the editing, yeah. This might be at the end. It might be at the beginning. I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Well, but at some point, because I do want to hear other people's commentary of whether or not Jared's facts were super gross and if it warranted me being like, you should.
What were you saying about Rocky 2, though?
Oh, yeah. What was I saying about Rocky 2? Oh, it's a comeback story. It's a comeback story. I haven't
seen
it.
You've never seen Rocky 2. You don't know what happens.
I know. But there is a Rocky 2.
He actually gets abducted by aliens and they probe his anus.
But he likes it.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go.
It like opens up a whole new world.
That's what happens. And then in Rocky 3, he's a caveman for some reason.
No connotation. It's all the same characters, but they're all cavemen, but nobody explains.
Well, Polly Shore's in that is, one.
Oh, Polly. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And
he digs Rocky up when they're digging a pool in his backyard.
Oh, yep. Uh-huh.
And finds him.
And then Rocky becomes the most popular guy at the high school, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Basically what happens. And then in Rocky 4, Rocky just wants to dance, but there's no dancing allowed in his town.
Mm-hmm.
And so he like dances secretly.
And this is 1930s Germany, correct?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is in the 80s in Nebraska.
Hmm.
And then in Rocky 5, he finds an alien and puts him in his
And then he probes bike. That alien.
Yeah, it's a revenge.
It's a revenge thing. Story.
But he rides around with him in his bike and gives him Reese's Pieces and then probes him.
Oh. And turns out the alien really likes it too.
In both movies, they find out secretly that they like the probing. The aliens are like, take this. And he's like, oh, all right. Yeah. And then like. And
there you go. That's a summary of all the Rocky movies. I think you got them all right.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
Oh, no.
You missed a couple minor points.
Minor points. Was there another one? What was the one where the guy shows up naked from the future? Is that Rocky?
That was one of the new ones that they did with Michael B. Jordan.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And he's made out of metal.
Did he? Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was trying to kill a bunch of people.
He's trying to kill Sarah Connor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. I did see that Rocky.
That one's
actually
pretty good.
I didn't realize that was part of the series.
All movies are Rocky. Anyway, so on that fun Rocky update.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything else to say about this next
back.
Season?
I'm going
to
come back. I'm going to make my strongest.
So the long
debut.
And the short of all this is that we're going to do another season. We'll start recording it in the future.
Yeah, we're in production mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
Putting together some new episodes. Got a couple cool things we're working on. But it's going to be a couple weeks before you hear from us again.
Yeah.
You know, we still got to go around.
My suggestion is
jobs.
Go to the beginning and like re-listen through it again and then let us know all the Easter eggs that we actually set out there. And then write those all down and then comment on our Instagram all the Easter eggs that you found because there are tons out there.
Can you comment on Instagram? Is that a thing? I still haven't figured
out
how
you
works.
Can comment on Instagram.
Yeah. There's like it looks like a little thought bubble.
But it has to be on a post, right? You can't just send us
you can
slide
DM.
Into our DMs.
You can.
I think that's where that comes from,
I get bots DM us all the time. Like I'll get like a message. I'm like, ooh, I'm important. And it's actually just a bot. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that DM us hard.
Yeah.
Slide in that shit.
Yeah.
Hard.
Slide into our DMs into like our DMs. Rocky slid into that poor, poor alien.
Yeah.
Yuck. That's pretty gross. If I was eating 40 wings right now, I'd throw up.
Yeah.
Okay. So season 2 coming soon.
Yep. And thanks for hanging out in season 1. It was fun. except for when I almost threw up in Dan's living areas.
Yeah, we're going to get a tarp for the next one. We'll have some more safety features.
Good call.
Yeah. All right. Wrapping it up. Welcome, everyone. We are live. Sort of. We're not live.
No, we're not.
It's not going to be live.
It's live
anyway,
for us.
This is going to be the finale episode of season one of the podcast, the Bone-In Podcast. Melinda is going to try to eat a buttload of wings.
A buttload of wings.
A buttload, in this case, is 50 wings.
Yeah. I still feel like that it's not 200, but it's a good stepping stone to say, if you could eat 50, obviously, that's a large amount.
Well, it's kind of like, it's like a cliffhanger for everyone, because if you don't do this, then
are they
going to
come back?
There's no point in us continuing.
Right, yeah.
So it's
if
like
you
watching.
If you can't get to 50, then we.
But
got,
here's the deal:
problems.
Did Rocky win in the first movie?
Nah.
Exactly, and they made a second movie.
Ooh.
Where he did win. So maybe I might not make it now, but we don't know how things are in the future.
Yeah,
that's a pretty
so
good point.
That's
that.
A good point.
Not everything has to be slow.
I was ready to quit. I was hoping this would be it.
I figured this would be our last episode.
Speaking of Rocky, RIP Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Dan tried to have a moment of silence, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, this fucking bitch, no moment was. She texted me right back.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's like, I waited like a second.
And then you had to like do a countdown. I was like, I was just not prepared.
Just for if people out there don't know, I Googled and a moment of silence is 1 to 3 minutes.
It's I feel like accepted. I gave you 1 to 3 minutes. I feel like I gave you a
not
minute.
Even close.
I've never been a part of a moment of silence that went on for 1 to 3 minutes.
That
it
is
seems.
The accepted value of a moment. 1 to 3 minutes.
Are you saying that you were part of a moment of silence that was longer than 1 to 3 minutes?
No,
or less
it's usually like
30 seconds.
10 seconds.
Yeah, that's. And technically, I was silent. Like a text message isn't loud. It just like appeared.
You're not supposed to do anything.
Okay.
You just put your head down.
Huh?
Well, you shut your damn mouth. You don't text. You just reflect on the greatness that was Carl Weathers. Action Jackson, Chubbs.
Yeah. Oh, Chubbs. I forgot about that.
He was in Predator.
Oh, he was in Predator.
Oh, part of a meme, too.
Yeah.
Memist.
Yeah, he's a memer. Anyway, enough of... we already did the moment of silence like a week ago, so we don't have to do it now. But, so you've got 50 wings. We're going to weigh these things up. And then you're going to eat them.
And I'm going to eat them. And then what are we going to do? Obviously, nobody just wants to sit here and like hear me eating 50 wings. So you said that you brought some material, some stand-up material.
We're going to do some banter.
Okay. I wouldn't call it stand-up material. Mm. It's just fun, quirky facts.
Yeah. I did want to do a couple of things such as like a speed round. I do want to see how many I can get through like 10, like fast. I want to see how many I could like. Pouch. Remember how we were talking about pouching or cheeky? What was
it? It's
the
chipmunking.
Chipmunking. Okay, I'm pouching.
It's where you put it in your pouch.
Yeah.
Let's call it pouching.
Like, put it in my pouch. And then.
You put it in your marsupial pouch.
And then I'll just try to make it through the rest. My significant other does not think I could get through all 50. So that was a nice talk this morning, being like, gonna fail. And I was like, you of all people should be celebrating me right now. But no, he thinks I'm gonna fail. So.
There See, nobody believes
Yeah, nobody
in
believes
you.
In me.
Do we want to take bets right now? I think we're
like
probably...
money all. Bets?
I'm not putting money on the... Well...
Do you think... How about beers tonight? You buy...
If you eat all 50, I'll buy you a beer.
Okay, that sounds good.
Deal.
All right, 2 beers. There we go. If I get all 50...
One from each of us?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
If you eat all 50,
you don't pay for your beer tonight. Okay? That's...
There we go.
I'll be gracious. I got a new job. I got beer this week.
How many?
I was for listeners at home. That was me signifying Dan. Like, I don't know. What do you call that?
That's
yeah.
The paying strippers.
Oh, there we go.
All right. You gonna weigh these things or what?
Yeah. Okay. So you said not in the boxes, but you want me to just put it on the plate.
Yeah, we don't
want
to weigh the.
Right.
So, I mean, we're just getting an idea, yeah. right?
This is so. Should I do this in pounds? Should I do it in grams? Like, what is the best scientifically accurate?
Well, we do have a foreign listener, so we should probably do both.
Yeah. So let's see here.
Shout out to the
foreign listener.
We do. We have a couple. Cool. One in Latvia, and one in Poland, and one in Germany.
Well, hello, listeners. So I'm going to do it in grams, and
possibly my brother or my niece, or cousin or aunt. I got some Germans.
Yeah. So I'm going to measure in grams first, and then I'll just go over to the units to see how many pounds. I don't think it's going to be much in pounds. That's just my hypothesis. I don't think it's going to be a lot. So,
well, 50 wings should be like five.
I'm going to say 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you want me to fire off one of these facts here?
Yeah.
Pandas can poop up to 62 pounds per day.
How much do they eat per day?
Probably more than that, right? Because poop is, you're absorbing some of the,
well, it depends on it. It depends on the animal, right? Because geese, like, they spend their whole day eating and they shit out all of it, like, immediately. Because we used to have a geese problem in Colorado.
Oh, no, I just dropped a hot wing on your floor. Oh, no. I'm going to have to eat that.
If you want the beers, yeah. Back to this.
Just put it at the end. Problem. You're not going to care what it tastes like.
Back to the goose problem. So they.
Do we need a bigger plate or something?
I'm thinking.
Just weigh them inside the things.
Dan said no.
How much do those weigh?
Well, you could have just weighed one pack and then multiplied it by five.
That's what I said earlier. And he's like, I'll go get you a plate. Okay.
But not in, you could have just.
That's. Okay.
I didn't say you had to put them all on the plate.
So this weighs 77 grams. Somebody write that down.
I'll get it.
What should I do?
I don't care anymore.
You said to weigh one, correct? And we'll subtract it.
Just stack them up. Put them all on there.
It's too late for my plan.
Okay.
So. The train has sailed.
I just like have an awkward ran into an ice plan of or plate. Of
just wings. We'll just it's what is that? Maybe like 3 ounces worth of packaging.
Well, then I could do it.
That's
ounces.
What I was saying. That's not heavy enough that we should be.
It's 2.72 ounces.
Cool. What's that in America?
In America, that is.
That's 2.72 ounces. Is that empty?
Yeah. Well, it has like sauce in it.
Oh, you're weighing the empty one.
Yes, so I'm weighing the empty one. For listeners at home, there's like a weird paper in there with some sauce on it. But do you think that will be pretty uniform throughout?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Just weigh one with them in there and let's just multiply that by five.
Okay.
This has become annoying to me.
This is a scientific podcast, so we should be scientific.
No, we are not a scientific podcast. We established this.
You don't have to put them all back in. Just do it. Just do a full one that already has the wings in it.
Give us another fact, J-Rock.
Can we finish up with the goose thing? I wasn't aware that we had a goose problem.
Yeah, I think they were killing them and feeding them to homeless people.
Mm-hmm. In Denver.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. That was
because they shit so much around the lake up there and stuff.
So they just eat all day and then shit it out immediately.
But then they were like, people were upset, so then they killed them and fed them to different homeless people, not in Denver. I think
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a lot more humane to make them travel first.
Did you want to hear the weight of the full one with them?
Go for it. Give it to me.
13.2 ounces.
Okay, and that one was 2 ounces, so just call it 11 ounces per. Mm-hmm.
So we got five. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 55. Mm-hmm. 55 ounces in pounds is 3.5 3.43 ounces or pounds. That's
that's not a lot.
That's less than a lot. That's a lot for a meal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a normal meal is, I don't know. Actually, I never weigh my meals.
Come to think of it.
I've never weighed a meal. But, like, if you think about, like, a steak dinner.
That's how I'm thinking of it, yeah.
Like, an 18-ounce steak is a big steak.
Yeah.
So.
But you got to think there's bone in there. That's not 3 pounds of.
I want to weigh it afterwards. I want to weigh the bones afterwards.
Weigh the trash.
Yeah. Because I want to see how much weight is actually in bones.
If you remember when we did the weight, there was a pretty big range. So that probably about checks out. So three, four times. I think it was 12 to 25 pounds. So looks like you're on the light end of it. You really lucked out with this one.
Yeah.
Those look like big wings, though.
So there's a place that we routinely go to, and their wings are actually really small. Back in the day, they used to be this size, but I think they're half of this. So I kind of contemplated purchasing those wings, but I was like, that's kind of defeats the purpose because I know that those ones are smaller. So
you thought about cheating?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give us another fact, Jira.
Wombats have cubed-shaped poop.
Hmm. Huh.
Why?
I didn't.
So you didn't get any of that? You just got random facts?
Yeah.
You didn't get any?
Yeah. This was pretty last minute. I realized we didn't have anything for today, so I thought, well, I should probably do something.
All right. So
do I just start?
Are you going to start a timer?
Yeah. So what are we doing? Okay. 10 minutes, and you're gonna see how many you can do?
Yeah, we'll do that. 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? Go.
Go. All right, J-Rock.
You want another fact or
give me another fact.
Well, we got to go slow because I only got 10.
You only got 10 facts?
Yeah. So, sloths cannot shiver.
Would they? They're from, is that because they're from warm climates?
They are from warm climates, but maybe, do you think, to find this out, somebody brought it to a cold climate. Well, you have zoos. So that's probably what it was. Is there like in a zoo in Boston or something? And
I didn't realize many animals shiver, but
dogs shiver.
Dogs do, yeah. It's the only animal I know I've met in real life.
I think I've seen a cat shiver.
I've never met a cat.
Not once?
Yeah.
Do you know what a cat is?
They're the shitty dogs. The ones that girls like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see two there. Them. What are you two? Are you? Do you have a clear view? She might try to hide some from us.
It's on the. We're videotaping the whole thing.
Yeah, remember this is on video.
Do you want to move that bucket closer to her?
Do you?
No, like the part again. I'm really trying not to wipe.
Dear,
face.
This is time. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. Shut up and eat.
You are 1.5 minutes in.
So do you have, since we're sitting here, do you have a bone to pick with anything this week?
Oh, probably. Buying stuff online, I think that's become quite, ooh, yeah, I do. So speaking of online, just in general, it's become, remember how great it was in the early days to buy shit online? Like
yeah.
How it was breaking the chains we had, chaining us to brick and mortar stores.
Yep.
It was the new frontier. Everything was better about it. More selection, better prices. And it just turned to total dog shit.
Yeah. But can you expand on that a little bit or just in general, you hate it?
In general. And I had an old man moment not too long ago where I was thinking, think about how I could explain to a kid what was different about Google back in the day and what was actually so great about them and what set them apart from other search engines.
About that. So I have a thing that is down this, right directly down this. So I don't remember what I was Googling. I was Googling a company that I knew made a thing. And then the first result was a different company that made a similar thing.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
That's
right?
Exactly what I'm talking about. So
you can buy the top now. You can have your search result be the number one search result for like a certain thing. Like if you were buying a cell phone.
It's become an advertising service essentially what it was. Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know, for those youngsters out there, I don't know. You think we skew? The hosting service doesn't give us any analytics on age. So I don't know if we have any young listeners. If we do.
Anyone who's listening is probably friends of ours or people we're related to. So
they're all mostly good.
Do you know any young people?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, like, I don't think anybody's listening to us.
No, probably not.
We didn't send a link to.
But just in case, so Google wasn't the first search engine there was.
Was it Alta Vista?
God, what was it? Probably.
Was it Lycos? Netscape?
I just remember like AOL, MSN, the standards.
Who was the first one?
Probably Alta Vista.
You think?
Or just like a command prompt that you'd have to know the exact hypertext for.
Do you remember that town that was in Parks and Recs where they all used Alta Vista?
No.
It was really funny.
But anyhow, the thing that set Google apart was before you kind of had to know what you were looking for, you did have a little bit of, you could search in like naked boobies and it would give you naked boobies, but you usually had to know what you were going for. What Google did was it allowed you to type in a phrase or something only slightly related or questions. That's the big thing. And that's what's frustrating with the whole promotion thing is when you're trying to get a question. You used to be able to Google something like you're working on your car and you have a very specific problem. Mm-hmm. And that was what was awesome about it was you could type that in, find the one other person out there who had the same problem and find out how they fixed it. Now you can't do that because now it's going to pull up websites that are trying to sell car-related products and then 50 other things. And you got to scroll the second or third page before you find the first forum where somebody was talking about this actual problem.
Mm-hmm. And they don't even have pages anymore. Like on my phone, it just keeps going.
Yeah, it comes up with like different tiles, and then
it's bad now.
It's
not good. But I did find out that the first search engine was called Archie.
Archie. That probably stands for something, doesn't it?
I don't know. It was created in 1990 by Alan Emtage, a student at McGill University in Montreal.
Huh.
Canadians. Huh? First search engine.
Go Canada.
Go Canada.
Well, I know you're at 6 minutes. I forgot she was there.
Did you poop yet? Mm-hmm. Did you puke? Yeah, she's not doing so good, I don't think.
It's the swallowing.
I have a bone to pick. Let's do a little baby bone to picks while Melinda's.
Baby bone to pick? You want to preface it with a hot fact?
Yeah, give me a hot fact.
A tablespoon of human semen contains 20 calories.
That's it?
That's it, yeah. Well, a tablespoon, that's not very much.
Is there variation at all? You didn't get any background, did you?
No, again, this was pretty cursory. That's a good question.
A tablespoon?
Though. You think that like is that like tied to masculinity? Like,
yeah,
bro, your semen is
does a bigger dude shit. Have like heavier loads?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a heavier load. We're talking calorie per, you know, the
density.
Yes. Yeah. So a light,
like a more dense load,
runny load versus a nice
dude. Your loads creamy. Are so dense.
Nice load, bro. Great consistency.
Hey, man, she's trying to eat over there. You're being gross.
This is gross.
Do you think that has to do with hydration? Like, if you're really hydrated, you get runny.
Like a runny load? Jizz? Yeah. I don't know. I don't like talking about loads.
Yeah, though. I want it to be known that I was doing fine up until we started talking about loads, and now I'm like.
Don't blame it on the loads.
Don't blame it on the loads. Look at her go, dude. She's doing that thing.
The flat thing. There's still some. There's a little something inside there. Like the idea is you, I think you're doing it wrong. We might have to look at that.
We're going to have to get a trainer or something.
2 minutes left.
An amateur. Anyway, so I have the bone I have to pick is with a phrase that I don't like. And it's, I did a thing.
Hmm.
You ever hear people say that?
I have. And I feel like it can be funny.
I mean, like 10 years ago when it was new.
Do you have some context? Did you hear somebody use this?
Usually when I hear somebody use it, it's because they bought something.
And yeah. They, no, it has to be like.
And they didn't actually do a thing. I mean, like they just bought something.
I'll agree with you. That's lame. If, yeah. But if you like royally fuck something up and you're like, I did a thing.
Yeah. Maybe there's a context for it.
Like, I got my cousin pregnant.
Yeah. Like you got, yeah.
Did a thing. That would count.
Or yeah, if you accidentally like shoot a cat or something, you're like, oh man, did a thing.
Did a thing.
Officer.
Oh, you get on out of here.
You. Did I do that?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
We'll have to hone in on this because.
Dude, she's. I might have to roll back my disbelief.
Are we going
to
be buying some beers?
In this bitch. She, that's a lot of wings.
Is it spicy? Are you sniffling? Yeah, some sniffles. Just started with the plane.
Stop touching your mouth.
5, 4. 3, 2, 1, done. Give her a second.
That one doesn't count.
In a competition, I think would that would count. It's inside her mouth. So, but they do keep going because you got to get it down in a certain amount of time. So you can't just like leave that in for the next hour. That's
one. You can't just pouch it for an hour.
Yeah.
Were you chipmunking at all?
Mm-mm.
Were you squirreling? That's where you bury it in my yard.
I do need a my nose is like running.
Here, I'll get you.
Yeah. So right. I have a story about a thing. That whole phrase that you just said, and it's
I did
hilarious.
A thing.
I did a thing. So a decade ago, we went to, and Jared, I think he was there, maybe. If you hand me toilet paper, I'm going to throw up.
That's,
no, I'm not going to do that. No.
It's not used.
I don't care. There's something about it like, hold on, maybe we should pause so I can go grab a napkin.
Jared, if you head into the kitchen, there should be some on the wall on the right. If there's not, then fuck her.
I'm going to wait until Jared comes back to tell the story.
So... you've got 18 wings down
mm-hmm. in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, which I'm not going to lie, I think it's a little impressive.
I do want to preface.
I still don't think you're going to do it.
Jared mentioned the loads. As soon as he started talking about loads,
Jared always mentions loads. It made me, so you're just going to have to get used to that. Like, how many times have you hung out with this dude and not talked about loads?
Yeah, that's true. But the fact that I'm sitting
here. He's obsessed
here,
with loads.
Stuffing my face and he goes into fair. Like runny. Like it was the consistency. You've never talked about the consistency of jizz before.
I've never
and
thought
you
about
going
it.
Going and be like, there's pudding jizz. There's running jizz.
He definitely has. Mm-hmm. Just not in this to you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this guy has talked about the consistency of loads before.
Maybe I just.
I can see it by the goatee on his face.
I probably have.
I zoned it out. But what I was telling Dan during the commercial break was the hard bits were hard. And that was what caught me up.
Damn.
The hard bits were difficult.
The super crispy parts, like you right before we started going, you were like, don't choke. And one kind of went down weird. And I was like, oh, like I could easily choke on this. Yeah.
But yeah, what did you say? 18?
Yeah. In 10 minutes.
Well, I mean... it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I still don't think she's, you know, gonna break the world record or anything.
And that was
like
my
that.
First time ever doing a speed round. I've never done this before.
Yeah, you still got a little ways.
Yeah.
But
you're still a bum.
But okay, so I have a story about somebody coming loads. Up to me, not loads, but somebody coming up to me and said, I did a thing. So maybe we're there, maybe we weren't, but we used to be into off trail racing. Do you remember that at Xterra?
No.
No. We're like with the buggies and stuff and they would like race the track.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
At
yeah.
Ramp.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So we went with a group of friends and we have a friend. He's tall and wild and we just don't know what he's up to at all times. He's probably listening. I know that he listens, but anyways, so he goes and he disappears for about 15 minutes and then he comes back and he's all sweaty. He's all sweaty and he's like kind of has this grin on his face. And I was like, what's up? Are you
let
okay?
Let me just say, this is the appropriate time.
Yeah, this is a funny instance to
and everybody because starts looking at him because he is acting suspicious and he's like, I did a thing. And in the distance you hear, oh no. Oh man, there are two porta potties for this event, and he pooped the biggest poop in the urinal, and it just sat there, and nobody could use it because of how much it stunk up the urinal of this porta potty. So he did a thing.
He did. That's yes, and that was hilarious, and that was appropriate.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. If you're going to say, I did a thing, you should have done a thing.
Yeah.
It's not for I went and bought something. I spent a bunch of money on something stupid. That's not I did a thing.
We all do that.
Yeah, everyone does that. It's not a thing. Shitting in the wrong part of the porta potty is a thing. That guy did a thing.
Oh, he, yeah.
And that's where my bone to pick comes from. Hmm. Also, we have to stop saying that, I think.
Should we announce that we didn't realize that was a thing?
Let's not announce it just yet. Let's pretend like we didn't realize it till later.
Ooh. Yeah.
After the first season.
Let's wrap this season up.
Okay. So going forward, what are we doing now? How many I could cheek? Or should I finish these two and then we should weigh these bones?
Kind of up to you. I think we just want to see if you can.
Yeah, you know, I say,
what's your capacity?
Just finish it out and see how many of those bad boys you can get. You're already damn near halfway through.
Yeah. So what's the deal on breaks? Can I take a break? Can I do like 10 break, 10 break?
I say at this point, it doesn't matter. However, you just go until you're done. If you got to take a break, you got
to
go.
Yeah, we're just testing the waters to see if there's any point in continuing, I guess.
See what your capacity is.
Oh, is this an interview?
Yeah.
Yes. We waited to the end of the season to interview me, whether or not I could do this.
Yes. Well, we had to train you and we had to inspire you by showing you Rocky.
Go over the facts.
Yeah, we did show you that Rocky movie, and that should have done the trick.
Yeah. I feel like... And
maybe that's probably that's the only reason she got 18 wings down.
There we go. In 10 minutes. Honestly, I do think that if it wasn't for jizz talk, I would have gotten more.
Like, don't blame it on the jizz.
Dude, jizz gets a bad rap. Like, you know...
Especially thin jizz. Yeah. That's...
I think that
those poor guys have got
even
thin
like
jizz.
I don't like blow my nose and then talk about it, but like, look at
no, I don't think, and none of us would care. None of us are offended by jizz.
No, it's just that is what held me back. And I feel like if we were to do this again, no jizz talk. I think
I don't think that's a rule in the competition though. Like, what if one of the other competitors is just talking about jizz the whole time?
People might be genuinely curious.
Because, you know, like in baseball, like I was a catcher. That's not a euphemism, like an actual catcher. And I had to talk shit to that was part of the thing. I had to talk shit to the batter.
But if there's competitors, they're also eating. So they're not going to be talking.
I was going to say, do you have any gems you can drop on us?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but I got in trouble for it once.
You were doing a good job, though.
I was doing a great job, and the ump did not like what I said. I can't remember what it was.
Were you talking about moms?
I think I was talking about moms. Mm. I think his mom was dead.
Oh.
I didn't know.
It's
maybe I knew. Who fucking cares? Mm. It was a long time ago. Long time ago. I had to apologize. I was forced to apologize, and I did that. So.
I like how you did Trump hands when you were talking about...
I was...
The cameras are on Dan, so you didn't see that he was saying things like very Trump hands.
I was forced.
So did you, did we record the how much weight?
Did your chair just break?
I hit it with my leg and...
This has been a very unprofessional episode.
I know.
We really are winging it.
Yeah, we are winging it. We should name it Winging It. What? Did we record...
I thought we were going to call it Bonely Fans.
Bonely Fans.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to name the whole podcast Bonely Fans.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. Oh, did we record how much weight?
Drop a comment. Let us know. Should we change our name to Bonely Fans?
There we go. Because my concern is eating on camera, bringing in perverts, and you were like, eh. And then that's how Dan came up with Bonely Fans.
Yeah, perverts are welcome here.
There's some in the room right now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you can't stop talking about
jizz. You can't stop talking about jizz.
That's fair.
It's you.
Like, I think like 50% of your facts have been about bodily functions.
The next one isn't.
Isn't it? What is it?
A group of beavers is called a lodge.
Oh. That's super boring. Did you know what a group of crows is called?
A murder.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's the right animal for it.
Yeah.
Like, the crows just seem murdery.
They're really smart.
They are.
Yeah. And I found out there's basically no difference between a crow and a raven. Just like slight physical. They're like the same bird. And crows are, like, ravens get credit for being the smartest bird. But I think, and I'm probably wrong about this, not a crow expert, but I think they're like the exact same, like crows are just as smart as ravens.
We should befriend a crow and have him as a mascot.
I had a friend that was a crow once.
How'd it work out?
He left.
I believe.
It sounded like a very
He flew friend. Away. It was a short friendship, but I was feeding him French fries. And this was when I worked at a fast food place. I was feeding him French fries. And then he came back like the next day and I fed him more. It was like a 3-day long friendship. And I assume he got murdered.
Or just found somebody else that would give him French fries.
Yeah, he found a better food source.
Closer to where he lives.
But his name was Eric.
That's okay.
Yeah, I named him after the idiot that worked in the restaurant.
You didn't name him Russell Crowe?
I didn't. I don't think I knew who that guy was back then. I worked at this fast food place in 2000, and whenever the 9/11 happened, 2001.
He was around. He had, what was his big movie, late 90s? Was it the lawyer one? I don't know. I can't remember. He was around prior to...
I think Beautiful Mind came out 2000. I don't know. It was in the 2000s, though. Sure.
You really missed out on an opportunity there, I think.
Yeah. No, I definitely did. Definitely did. But, you know. Wait, what movie was he in?
Beautiful Mind. And then wasn't he in...
like his big one. He was in Gladiator.
I have a computer in front of me. We don't have to ask.
Master and Commander. Is that a thing?
Well, that was later.
Oh.
But he got famous from Gladiator, right? Nobody knew who he was until Gladiator.
Like I said, we got a... It's not on your Wi-Fi.
I got a drive.
You're not on my
wing.
Wi-Fi?
This is.
And the issue that I'm having now, and you had mentioned it when we rolled up, and you saw that some of these are plain.
That's a mistake.
The dry rub ones are going to be a bitch. This is going to be an issue. I didn't think about it.
We talked about it back in episode 2. Was it episode 2?
Mm-hmm.
What makes a perfect wing?
Yep, that's the one.
Dry rub is fucking bullshit. Lemon pepper wings.
These are dry.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's an entirely different level. So there's no seasoning on that.
No, there's no sauce. So this isn't plain. This is lemon pepper. And she is dry.
It looks dry.
She's dry.
That's going to slow you down.
Do you want to spin on her?
Again, perverts in the room. There we go.
I mean, like...
The call's coming from inside the house.
We can't talk about loads. We can't talk about dryness. Jesus. So many rules here.
L.A. Confidential was what I was thinking of. I think it was a cop in that. I don't know. I was thinking lawyer. But that was 1997.
And who are we talking about?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, Russell Crowe.
And Gladiator was 2000. So.
James Bird. Yeah, 2000. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I missed it. I blew it, man. I had a friend who was a crow, and I didn't name him Russell. I get it. I failed.
He got really fat.
Yeah, he's very fat.
Don't beat me up, Russell.
He's still, yeah. He's
sorry I called you fat.
Powerful.
He's powerful. He's Australian. He's so, you know, he's a tough
any Australian, bitch. I think, can beat up any American.
Yeah, that's probably true. Other than, like, who's a real tough American? Who's like, who's a big, tough guy?
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he couldn't beat up Rocky.
Nobody can beat up Rocky.
Except for
Hulk Hogan?
Oh, no, he's getting his ass whooped by it. So, funny Hogan story. My grandpappy used to watch wrestling, and I remember watching you guys remember the show Thunder in Paradise with Mr. Hogan?
No.
Where he drove his badass cigar boat around. I don't
Hulk
know.
Hogan? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
So we were
this watching, is right around Baywatch time, right?
Probably, yeah. It sounds like a Baywatch, like they were trying to get in on that market.
Yeah.
So we're sitting around watching wrestling one night, and Hogan comes out, and he's got a neck brace on, right? And that's like the big moment. Like, this is the main fight. And he comes out, and he challenges the guy, gets in the ring. But the guy rips his thing off and then snaps his neck again, right?
Yeah.
So he's all fucked up. I don't remember if he won or lost. But little 5-6-year-old me couldn't comprehend how he had just gotten his neck broken, but then was able to go out and drive his cigar boat around the Caribbean or wherever they were at right after getting his neck broken on the last match he played in.
Oh, so you cracked the code? That's how you found out it was fake?
That's how I found out everything was fake.
So I love wrestling. Like, not currently, but when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I still there's a show on Vice called, like, The Dark Side of Wrestling. And I watch every single episode of that.
I 100% get the draw of it.
Yeah.
And
it's fun stuff.
It is. It's cool.
Yeah.
But little old dumb me kid couldn't understand that.
I mean,
things were filmed at different periods of time.
Yeah. That was filmed way before.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just run out.
Yep. Like, I thought he got done with the match and then went outside and.
Well, you thought he was the same guy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy in the same time period. Like,
not Terry. Oh, what's his last name? Terry. It's Terry something. His real name is Terry.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
He looks like a Terry.
Yeah. His name's Terry.
This is golden blonde, silky hair and his.
Oh, shit. I did it again.
Hot tie.
Fuck this chair. This has never happened before.
How you doing? I keep forgetting you're over there. We got some really compelling discourse going on here.
This bitch is eating some wings, dude.
She's non some down. Judging by the boxes, you're just about coming in on halfway. What are these, 10 apiece?
So that's about 30 down.
Oh yeah, so I see the other one there.
That's already you're already matching my record, my personal record.
Oh, I'm coming up. sorry, I'm gonna see how many I could fit in my cheek pouch.
You want a chipmunk?
Yeah, I think. I feel like that's dangerous though. So when you mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah. But now that I'm, like, eating it and there's, like, bits, I feel like, can you have that much? Can you chipmunk at the end or do you have to, like, finish it? What's the time?
You have to finish it. That's the key is you can fit a little extra, but you're going to have to finish it.
Okay. I don't know why people do that.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't worry about it. Just
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Let's see how many you can get. Okay. I might be buying some beers.
Yeah. Well, I'm not done. Like I'm feeling like I'm full, but not uncomfortably full right now.
I feel like this isn't a linear scale though. Like it's going to, when it hits, it's going to hit.
Yeah.
And the last couple are going to.
I think, and my issue is I have 10 plain left and then 10 spicy. So I don't know if I should start with the spicy first or do I start with the plain first? So.
Yeah, I think it's a good move keeping the spicy to the very end because then it's not.
Motivational.
Well, if you would have started with it, then, you know, it's just burning your mouth for the next.
I think I ordered some extra crispy and I think those are the first ones that I started with were the extra crispy because those were hard. Even compared to the lemon pepper, who are dry. She dry. But those were wet. Those were very wet. And they were still hard to get down. So
she dry.
I'll just keep on keeping on.
You guys want another fact?
Give me a fact, bro.
Oh.
Do you have a fact?
I do, but I switched the window.
Oh, God. This guy, man.
That's so.
This guy.
I got another complaint with interfaces these days.
Mm-hmm. What kind of interfaces?
The ones that not interface. What do you call this? Operating systems.
Operating systems.
They suck.
The Windows.
They perfected it years ago. There was no reasons to go away from. I'd say.
Are you
Windows 7? Windows 7 was the pinnacle of.
I don't think this is a good. This isn't good radio talk. But are you on 11? Is that your problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Mistake. Should have stayed on 10.
It's terrible.
All right. I'm going to do another bone to pick because I don't want to talk about operating systems.
Okay. My fun fact wasn't about that.
Okay. Did you find it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Unit 731, Army Engineer Hasato Yoshimiro conducted experiments by taking captives outside, dipping various appendages into water at varying temperatures, and allowing the limb to freeze. Once frozen, Yoshimura would strike their affected limbs with a short stick, emitting a sound resembling that which a board gives when it's struck. Ice was then chipped away, with the affected area being subjected to various treatments, such as being doused in water, exposed to the heat of fire, etc.
So, here's the deal. All of your fun facts are runny loads in limbs. You pick.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that.
I'm like sitting here eating hot wings, and you're like...
Oh, like you didn't... Like, you didn't already know that fact. I know for a fact you know that fact.
No, but I'm just saying that he's talking about limbs. And I'm, like, sitting over here, and you're talking about, like, the freezing of
No, but
meat.
But you're already, like, that's already in your
repertoire.
Psyche.
You knew about that.
You knew about that. I know you did. We've had that exact conversation before. Anyway, good fact. Good fact.
I thought so.
Yeah. Those I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, but those Japanese guys in World War II were fucking brutal.
That might be the lowest humanity ever got, was Unit 731. That might be the worst thing.
I think maybe just World War II. And I mean,
but being a subset of World War II, that's
Maybe. I don't
Life
know.
On Earth may have
there's,
not been
there's
worse.
There's a lot worse. I mean, not a lot worse, but there's, you know, the Dr. Mengele was pretty low too. I mean, like I don't think we should start the game of like, what's the worst thing we can find?
Who had the worst experiments?
Yeah. There was a lot of bad. That's what I was saying. Like that was World War II in general. Might be.
This is a bad one. This is a bad time.
Hopefully that was the bottom. Anyway, bone to pick?
Bone
you
got a bone to pick?
You got one? I had one, but I forgot it.
Well, I had one, and you just shat all over it.
That one?
No, my Windows 11 can suck it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about operating system.
that's all I got.
That's all you got? That's all you got to complain about? I know that's bullshit.
It's been snowing a lot lately. It's kind of getting old.
Oh, God. You want to talk about the weather?
Just, why is it going to snow on Saturday?
Dude.
This is our time.
Now that I'm a working man again, by the way, great job. Love the job. I just really wish I didn't have to have one.
Yeah.
It takes up so much of my time.
Thought about that bone to pick yet?
About jobs?
No, you had a bone to pick.
Oh, no. I lost it. Oh. It's gone forever. What was it? I shouldn't be trying to come up with these on the spot. Oh, shit, I just did it again with the fucking chair.
Sorry for our unprofessionalism, folks. This was...
my foot's...
Do you need help? Dan's currently stuck in his chair. Anyway, I'm seeing a lot of chicken bones there. Can you show me what do you got?
You're in charge.
What do you got in that? Can you tilt it towards me?
I have two more left.
Two more left.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 40? Is that 40?
No, this is 30.
That's 30. Still,
yeah, I was a couple away from the 30 mark. I've got two left until. For listeners at home, Dan kind of looked like a toddler stuck in his chair, and he was like flailing around and.
I was not flailing. I was stuck in my chair, though.
It was a little flailing.
I was trying to get out of my shoe. This is not good.
No.
This is terrible.
This is falling apart.
This is going down the tubes, guys.
I do have to burp, though.
The problem is I stored all of my bone to picks in my phone, and we're currently using it to record this.
I might have some written down.
Yeah. What do you got?
See if you can make her laugh while I pull these up.
Make Melinda laugh?
Yeah.
She has no soul.
No.
She can't laugh.
Wow.
She can't enjoy things.
Can I have a bone to pick? Can I take a little break and do a bone to pick?
If you got one.
Okay, yeah.
We're in desperate need.
So I watched Top Gun not too long ago.
The old one?
With Tom Cruise. Who was,
he's in both of them.
So who was the audience for that? Because it was very homoerotic.
America.
The whole entire time. It's like, is this for closeted patriotic men?
I feel like the 80s were just kind of a homoerotic time.
It was so, like, the way there was so much sexual tension between, like, everybody. Like, Tom Cruise is like, and then Val Kilmer is like, and I was like, are they going to start making out right now? And like the volleyball scene, that was just that.
Well, see, like
who was that?
The thing
for?
Is, like, everything wasn't so, like, in the 80s or in the 90s, maybe even. Like, nobody was worried about if it was gay or not.
Right.
Like, you were just, you People, just played volleyball with your friends. You took shirts off. That wasn't gay.
Right. Nobody was embarrassed to roller skate.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wear shorts that were, you know, 6 inches long.
Like
came up your thighs.
A millennial wasn't gonna watch it like they didn't put that in the planning stages. They were like, is there gonna be another generation of kids who think that everything's gay?
They didn't see it coming.
They didn't see it coming.
And maybe I really wanted it to be gay.
I think that's what it is. Like you wanna see
like watching it,
Val
like,
Kilmer get slammed by
Tom Cruise. I just thought it would have been a really cool love story, you know.
Val Kilmer would totally be doing the slamming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, yeah, Iceman would just destroy Maverick.
And maybe that's, maybe that is the story, is like who is going to be dominating who and versus who flies their plane better.
He is the pilot, though. Maybe he's...
They're both pilots.
Well, but he's the actual pilot. Iceman is that the navigator that sits?
No. Iceman is a different pilot.
Oh, Goose was. That's what it was. Yeah, they work. Yeah, so they gotta work that out. That's probably so. That's what Top Gun was about. Was who was gonna dominate who? And who was?
Yeah,
gonna...
who's the top gun?
Oh my God! How did we not see this?
Jesus Christ. You guys are like fucking kids, man. You don't know shit.
Heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
Top Gun is about who's going to be the top.
Gun. That's what it means.
Top Gun. Pew, pew.
Anyway, RIP Goose. Anthony Edwards.
Hmm?
Goose was Anthony Edwards.
He died?
No.
Oh.
In the movie, he died. You said you just watched it. Remember when he flew into the canopy and mm-hmm. passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Great movie, by the way. And for some reason, and I don't understand why, the second one, Maverick, just fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah.
Everybody says that. I still haven't watched it.
It was amazing. And like, it was such formulaic fucking bullshit.
It was the same fucking movie, wasn't it?
I loved it. I couldn't get enough. It just like appealed to every, like, I don't know, like, just like sewn in, like, visceral man weird shit. I was just like, yeah, I love America. And
so
screw every. I don't even remember who the enemy was in this one. I think it was Russia.
I was going to say, I thought it was Russia. I haven't seen it, but.
So this one wasn't homoerotic.
It was less homoerotic. I don't see what's homoerotic about volleyball. Apparently that's just.
It's not homoerotic, but when this, you'd have to watch the scene and just like, think of things not from you watching a movie, but think of things how other humans interact with one another. It was very much like, maybe it's because it's hyperinflated, but I was like, I don't know. I want to act like that to another woman, unless if I was gay.
So you think gay men and gay women are the same?
I think that human interaction is the same. Like if you were attracted to somebody, it's going to be a little bit different than being like, good game, bro. But then when they're just like, ooh, like, I don't know.
I don't think good game, bro, means you're attracted to somebody.
No, I'm saying if it's good game, like you would be acting differently versus like if you thought somebody was attractive and they're like jumping around, you're like, I don't know. It's just, it's different. It's different human interaction. Watch the scene again. I'm going to take a quick break and I have to stand up and readjust my internal organs because they are completely full.
No pooping, no vomiting.
I won't go into the bathroom. I just have to readjust.
Well, if you're going to poop or puke, please go into the bathroom. just be aware that that's going to end the, that's the,
that's it.
That's the, yeah.
So that's your cutoff.
Okay. But I'm going to stand up, drink some water, readjust. You guys should watch the volleyball scene of Top Gun and then tell me that it's not gay.
So you're saying volleyball is gay?
No, I'm not saying
volleyball. Dudes without shirts is gay.
Watch the interaction.
What's gay about it?
It's the human. That's what I'm. Listen, I'm talking. I'm saying it.
You're not saying it. You're just saying it's gay.
No, what I'm saying is the interaction between the group is just very.
Gay?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It's just gay.
It's just gay. Do we know any people we could ask?
Should I call my brother right now?
I mean, has he ever done that?
Played volleyball?
Yeah, in the exact same way as.
Maybe I should call him, have him watch the scene, and I'll get it from his perspective to see.
If he tells me it's gay, then I'll reevaluate things. Okay. But I'm not gonna take it from you. You haven't gayed enough to tell me what's gay.
Coming from the person who I'm not gonna get into it. I'm gonna stand up now. So you could like
I haven't gayed enough. All right, we had a little break. Melinda did not throw up. She did not shit her pants. She did not cheat. I don't know what other things
we have a listener. Actually, I'm friends with this person. And his first question was, are you worried about the poops after? And then he's even talking about sending us an award.
Oh.
A 3D printed award for
if like you
a
do
200.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So unrelated to that, but kind of connected in a way, I watched a thing on Hulu. About the pepper guys, the pepper eating contest, and the guys that breed all those peppers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The super hot peppers. And like the main guy, I don't remember his name, but he's like the main pepper contest eating guy.
Mr. Reaper himself?
He's not the Reaper guy, but he thinks Reapers are bullshit.
It's for pussies?
Yeah. He throws up. He forces himself to puke after everyone because he's like, if it doesn't come out that way, it comes out the other way.
Oh, I'll bet puking's probably still fucking miserable.
But it's faster.
Right.
The other way is like a whole. So he's like, I'm dumping it as quick as I can. It's actually a pretty good show. I don't remember what it's called, but it was on Hulu. And they go into that. They follow a couple people around. And there's a lady from the UK, and she doesn't do the puking thing. She waits for it. It's the whole thing.
That's baller. That's
yeah. I don't know if it's baller, but
it's brave.
It's brave. Yeah.
Bold.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna read off another fun fact.
Fun fact.
This is fun. This one counts as fun. The name for the shape of the Pringle is called a hyperbolic paraboloid.
Hmm. Paraboloid? Paraboloid?
Either or.
Cool.
I think it would be a paraboloid because it's a parabola and a parable is a...
It's a different thing,
different,
right?
The different thing entirely.
So... Cool. Do you eat Pringles? Which favorite Pringles?
Actually, I do happen to have a thing of Pringles at the house right now.
Yeah? They've gotten quite expensive.
They have.
Yeah.
But the cheddar ones are pretty good. Somebody else has got cheddar chip.
Dude, it's hard to beat like a regular, the red can Pringle.
You like just plain, just raw dogging it?
I don't know if that's what it's called. Just the regular one, the red ones. Potato chip flavor.
Do you like normal potato chips?
Yeah.
Hmm. See, I can't do that. I need a little something.
Yeah.
Same with like tortilla. I won't eat just normal tortilla chips. But nobody cares about that. You know what people do care about?
Yeah.
Untimely software downloads. Having a job that is on the computer quite a bit, there's been more than one instance where I'm either starting like a presentation or a meeting or doing something, even if it's not time sensitive, and I go to open up whatever program and it's like, hold on, I know that your company probably paid a shit ton of money for this license, but I'm going to go ahead and update real quick before I'm going to allow you to proceed with whatever it was that you're doing. Like, no, you update when I tell you it's okay to update. And then it's usually like some sort of pointless thing they added to the top, or they changed the interface entire back to interfaces, shitty interfaces. It's dumb. And then I look like I'm not on a meeting because, you know, the call-in service, I don't want to say the name, is updating, or my entire laptop decided that this is an appropriate time to do its update and totally restart. It's just awful.
I don't think you know what awful means.
See, I know you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We're at the bottom of the barrel here. Okay.
Yeah, we really are. We're getting down there. If we're bitching about voice over internet protocol software updates. Jesus.
Somebody's going to be listening to this and they're going to understand what
everybody understands. We've all, this is small talk.
What else do you do when somebody's sitting in your space eating 50 wings?
Yeah. And you didn't prepare an actual episode for it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would go this long, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought she would have gave up.
Like, yeah. I was thinking we're going to give up like 25 and we're going to be done.
So has anybody asked you what you're doing this weekend? Like, oh, what are your plans for the weekend? Were you just like, I'm going to watch some girl.
I just want to say no one's ever asked me.
People ask me all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
No one's ever asked me what I was doing this weekend. My whole life.
People ask me a lot. Or what did you do last weekend? Which, okay, bone to pick. I don't like that either. Because then I'm kind of a boring person.
Yes.
And I usually don't have anything to report on. It's fine.
No, but we've talked about this. They're not asking because they give a shit. They're asking because they want you to, they're waiting for their turn to tell you what they did this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you, what's a good, What's a good way to deflect that?
Just tell them something they don't want to know. Tell them that you shit yourself. Tell them you took a bunch of LSD and punched a homeless person.
That would probably shut it down.
Yeah.
Or they're just, they're that narcissistic. They'll power right through it and be like, okay, cool. You want to know what I did? I went snowboarding.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, cool.
Rad, man.
Rad.
I didn't care. That's why I didn't ask. But now that we're talking about it, because my software is updating and I can't get any fucking work done.
I'm at 33 and I'm slowing down.
Are you hitting it?
Hitting it.
Oh, it's gonna end soon, guys.
I'm going to move to the flaming.
So, what do you think we should do for a podcast next? Since this is gonna end right here,
I don't know.
I don't think it's gonna end right. I didn't say that it's done. I'm not saying that I'm done.
No, I think you're petering out. There's no hope.
Also, my nose is really stuffy. Like, there's so much going on right now.
The spicy will take care of that. These are the plane.
Yeah, these are the plane.
How many you got left?
Seven.
Seven plane.
Yeah.
And then the hot.
Yep. So cool. I'm going to move to the hot because.
Have I mentioned about the bucket? There's a bucket.
I don't feel like throwing up.
Just if it happens, aim for the bucket.
Just feeling like at the end of Thanksgiving right now.
J-Rock.
I'm on it.
Honestly, where are you at? Are you hoping for a disaster or do you want. What are you thinking right now?
I might be. You swung me neutral. I was negative before. Uh-huh. And now I'm like.
What's negative? So were you saying that you didn't think I was going to get there?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be like a 20-minute episode. You have already impressed me far beyond what I thought you were capable of. And you're, what'd you say, 33?
Yeah, about 33. So I've already beat Dan's record. 33.
My personal unverified record.
I would cool it on the beer because that's space.
No, I needed something. I don't know. Okay.
Just to recommend. Yeah, this is your donkey show.
You say,
this is your journey.
You say cool on the beer like I've been chugging beer.
I just mean space is a commodity.
I will say I had to drink water with the plain ones because they were so dry that I was like, I couldn't swallow it.
Can we get on that for a little bit? Why would you get plain?
I didn't know. I've never done this before. This is the first time I've ever done this.
But you've eaten wings before. You know that.
All right. So let's think of a situation where you've ever been asking for anything and plain was. You ever asked for a plain anything?
A plain bagel.
Yeah. Plain bagels. I like dope.
I like plain cream cheese.
You eat. Okay. So, and I was going to go back to the Pringles thing. Those are plain Pringles.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Plain Pringles. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you eat.
Well, no, they're salted. It's not plain.
Fair. Does the breading count as making it not plain?
There's no
Would plain
breading.
Chicken just be?
Yeah.
There's no breading. It's just
fried skin. Wing. And at first I was like, that's really good. But they're so dry that it's like.
It's super dry.
It's so dry.
She dry.
You eat plain bagels?
Well, with like, what's that white shit called?
Cream cheese? Cream cheese. Yeah. So that's not plain.
But the bagel is
the plain. Bagel itself. But as soon as you add the.
Yeah, it's not.
Does cream cheese add as a, is that a condiment?
Yeah.
As soon as you add the condiment, it's now adorned with something.
Yes, I'd like my bagel adorned with cream cheese.
Yes.
King in the castle.
A duel between three people is actually called a truel.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. Is it?
Well, that would make sense. Duel?
True, duel? It wouldn't shouldn't be a trial?
That's a different thing entirely.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be? Should it be?
No.
Why is it called a trial?
I'm sure somebody out there knows. If you know.
If you know, email us at someplace.bonepod.
Theboneinpod@gmail.com.
Oh, that's what it is. Theboneinpod@gmail.com. Or you can get us on Instagram. What else we got? Our internet manager is currently stuffing wings into her face. So
I can't do it anymore.
No way.
I just hit the point where I'm like, I'm legitimately feeling like I'm going to throw up.
You're giving up?
That was for a second there. I was like, oh, it's.
Do you need the bucket?
I don't need the bucket. Yeah. No, that was, I took a bite of that wing and instantly it was like, that was hard.
Was it the spiciness of it?
It was just like the chewing and I was like, oh, but I could barely swallow that. And that was the closest I've been to just like throwing up and not feeling sick.
Okay. So what's our final tally?
Should I just finish that wing then?
You just no, said I'm not. Gonna
I'm,
throw
just,
up.
I'm just. No, I'll finish it because I'd. Okay, I'm gonna finish it.
Should I get the bucket?
Just put it closer.
I'm gonna get the bucket.
Get closer to the bucket. So looks like Melinda has officially hit the wall, and this is the end of our podcast forever. There's no reason for us to continue. There's not going to be a season 2. Don't come back.
Well, there could still be a season 2. It's a journey. I mean, John Elway wasn't winning Super Bowls until late in his career. So
John Elway, it's not an inspirational character.
Yes, he is.
Oh, that guy's terrible.
He owned like 3 car dealerships.
Ooh, car dealerships.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. I don't have any car dealerships at all.
Say, how many you get?
I got a car, most of one.
The stage before frostbite is called frost nip.
Very, very nice.
I'd like that.
My
one.
Nose.
Oh, yes, we got a camera. Oh, yuck. You guys are going to want to see this video.
That just made it all worth it.
So what's the count, Melinda?
I'm not done yet.
You said you were done.
Mm-mm.
You said you had given up. Stop trying to try.
I want to finish a swing. Just and then I'll give up.
You failed.
It's it's hard.
Can you try one of these? I just want to see if it is. Maybe the spiciness is what's screwing you up.
No, it's just anything hitting the back of my throat is causing me to like do these like micro gags. I can't even talk right now.
Michael Greg?
She's gagging.
I'm going to finish this wing. And it's going to be okay.
God bless you. Godspeed. Finish it.
I'm going. I'm just kidding.
Be hilarious. Throw it on. Do you have another fun fact?
I got one more. That actually worked out pretty well. During World War I, the Dr. Doolittle stories were born of Hugh Lofting's aversion to writing to his children about the true horrors of the war and trench warfare. Instead, more creative letters were sent.
Who's Dr. Doolittle?
You ever heard of Dr. Doolittle?
He's the guy who talks to animals.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy was the later one. I don't remember who did the first version.
I heard they're making another Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. You could name any old... All right, bone to pick. Name any old movie. And of course, they're remaking it. Didn't they just remake a...
No, but it's not... It's going to be Eddie Murphy.
Still.
It's not a remake.
We saw Eddie Murphy on the TV, like, clapping. And I was like, that dude has not aged.
Yeah.
And, like, he still looks exactly...
That was Don Cheadle.
Stop. Don Cheadle was on there. Yes. At one point.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, we're huge Always Sunny fans.
Yes.
Bone to pick. You're bitching about remakes.
That's it. I hate.
You hate remakes? Oh, they're doing a new Roadhouse. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, it has Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
And you know who else? That fucking... what's his name? The MMA guy, the Irish guy.
McGregor?
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
He's going to be...
He's in the movie.
Is he the...
There's no Sam Elliott character.
Is he going to be the Sam Elliott? Because that would make sense. Because he's like an ass-kicking...
From what I can see in the previews, there's no Sam Elliott character, which is a huge fucking mistake. They could have got Nick Offerman. He'd be great.
Oh, that would have been perfect. I would have loved that.
Yeah, there's no older, wiser Sam Elliott. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a terrible movie.
You were not wrong about that. I just drank the rest of my beer, and that was such a fucking mistake. I'll drink beer later on. You don't have to buy me a beer.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we don't. We don't.
Yay!
You're buying your own beer. Loser. Not winner. I don't know what to call it these days. I don't think you're allowed to call people losers.
Okay. So I don't know how many. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 9. What's that? 7 plus 9.
7 plus 9?
It's 150.
But there we go. I have 150 left. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's a lot of wings.
How many are left? What's the count?
7 plus 9. What is that?
What is the so you have 16 left?
I have 16 left.
So you ate 34 wings.
Yes, I ate 34. Should I just eat one more to make it 35?
I mean, if you throw up in my room, I'm going to be very sad.
I think if I didn't do the speed round.
If you feel like you could. Yeah, I feel like the speed round was a bad
that
idea.
That fucked me up.
But that's the
point of a contest.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I mean, you're
nobody's going to give you an hour and a half to eat 50 wings.
Yeah. It's not even 50. It's 200. I'm trying to get to 200 wings. My nose keeps running. I am messed up.
Well, I've seen enough to go into season 2 because I already have an idea for the first episode.
You still believe in this? You think this is going to happen?
That was my first time ever trying any of this past 20. 20 was easy.
Well, I got a timeline, so I think I know what we're going to do here. And it might be enough time that you could improve.
Okay. You're definitely going to have to pick it up.
Do a little better. But like I said, you did a lot more than I was expecting. So
I'm surprised.
How many did you think I was going to get to?
I had like 20.
I do want to say that it didn't take me an hour and a half to eat the 30 wings that I ate.
How long did it take you?
Like 30 minutes.
All right. Dan eats 30 in 30 next time. So how about that?
I can do that.
You're talking a big game, but I don't see you doing anything.
I mean, I was at a like a place. It couldn't have taken me an hour and a half. I don't think it was there for an hour and a half. I don't know. I didn't time.
Did you write down how much it was per container?
No.
No.
Nobody did.
Did you?
I did, but when I
it was
closed,
11
I closed
ounces,
it out.
I thought
it was what was it 11? It was like 12 ounces, yeah. And this is
we already did that.
Okay, I want, no, but I want to see how much weight of meat I just consumed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I don't think that math's gonna work out for you.
Yeah, we're kind of counting on you to eat them all.
Okay,
you
so
would have had
I'm
to
getting
have hit
a lot of conflicting information. You were saying I wasn't gonna eat them all. And now you're saying like, oh, like the whole plan was
I feel
for
like
to
she's
eat them
talking
all.
Like a crazy person.
Yeah, I never said that.
This is all.
I think you're hallucinating.
Am I? I could.
You might be hallucinating. Maybe we should call somebody.
Dylan will be like, nope.
No, not him.
Yeah, right, he'd be like, she did this to herself.
We'll call a professional. We'll call someone who's paid to care.
I think this episode has run its course.
Yeah. It's always fun when one of the participants says, can we please end this now? All right. So we're going to wrap this up. Melinda did not achieve her goal as planned or as I predicted. She did a good job, but not good enough.
So the wings, the bones.
They won.
No, I was going to say they're 15.87 ounces. So
nobody cares at this
point. We can do the math.
So rough.
We don't need the math.
Rough math would be 193 ounces.
Of beef? How many
pounds is it? All right. Stop doing math on the... We're done here. Everyone say goodbye to Melinda. Goodbye, Melinda. Bye. You did fine. Gearock, you have anything to close us out? We're out here.
We will be back.